Mr. Chairperson, your excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. At the outset, I wish to convey the best wishes of His Excellency Mahinda Rajapaksa, the President of Sri Lanka and the Government of Sri Lanka, to Director General of FAO, Mr. Jose Garciano da Silva, who leads his team to achieve the set targets clearly spelled out in the strategic framework, which is being presented and discussed during the conference. I am sure that the deliberations of this deliberations will address the issues of the member countries and find favorable solutions towards prosperity and well-being of the people of our nations. As Minister of Agriculture of Sri Lanka, I am thankful to Mr. Jose Garciano da Silva personally for having invited Sri Lanka to this conference, which is the first conference being conducted under his leadership. Therefore, considered privilege and an honor to make this statement on behalf of Government of Sri Lanka at this conference. Many of you are aware that the agriculture sector is the foundation of Sri Lankan's economy. With 70% population living in rural areas, who depends on agriculture for their livelihood. It contributes 11 to 13% to GDP and employs 30 to 33% of the workforce. Despite a small island, Sri Lanka has a considerable potential for economic growth through agricultural sector. Therefore, the government is very optimistic of the persuasive need to attain food and nutrition security in the country through self-sufficiency. In this context, Government of Sri Lanka implemented a national campaign called Let Us Cultivate and Uplift the Nation during 2007 and 2010 to accelerate the domestic food production, having identified the impact of soaring food prices and recognized enhancing of food production as a main strategy to cope up with the rising food prices. The government continued with this national campaign by giving high priority to it while also implementing an additional program, a special home gardening project, Divi Naguma, the Rice the Life, to increase vegetable production and making available the harvest throughout the year in order to stabilize the market prices of the society. The intention of this project was to establish 2.5 million domestic units covering all villages in the country. Its prime objective is to strengthen people's economic status and minimize their dependency on market for food and nutrition requirement. These programs aim to raise food production through distribution of high-yielding needs, seeds, and providing training, technical, and credit facilities, etc. A high-level committee on food and nutrition security and monitoring of cost of living chaired by His Excellency the President meets regularly to review the food situation of the country, the price movement in the market, and the other developments in these fields to make policy directives to address the issues rising therein. Moreover, the government has introduced following policy measures being complementary to raise the aforesaid programs. The expansion of paddy purchasing program, raising food prices, floor prices of the rough rice paid to farmers under paddy purchasing scheme and imposing ceiling price for meal rice in the local market. Continuing fertilizer subsidy scheme with further expansion to other crops. Relaxing seed import policy, allowing to import hybrid seeds. Provisions of import duty concessions for agricultural machinery. Adjusting import tariff from time to time to in favor of producer and the consumer as well. As a result of these strategic directives, the Sri Lanka has achieved self-sufficiency in rice, which is our staple food, and nearly self-sufficient in maize. Meeting high demand driven from rapidly increased poultry industry in the country, currently about 8% is deficit to fulfill the entire maize requirement. Nevertheless, the country is blessed with good potentials to produce pulses such as green gram, soya bean, black gram, cereal finger millets, cereals, and other crops such as potato, chilies, big onions within the country. As current production levels of these crops are not adequate to meet the national requirements, hence the government has launched special projects aiming to increase the production of these crops. To address the challenges of global food and nutrition security, investment in agriculture must play an important role in fostering agricultural productivity. We should encourage the all stakeholders at the national, regional and global level to work closely with the professionals in the field of science, technology and industry to ensure that investment in agriculture sector, it is given a high profile in the country to investment strategy for the sustainable development and world food and nutrition security and agricultural industry. At this juncture, it would be remiss if I don't mention the valuable contribution made thus far by FAO, which assisted our country by an array of ways and means in form of projects. This assistance has given a kind of relief to the government in terms of financial and technical perspectives. The government of Sri Lanka highly appreciates the assistance and support rendered by FAO, and look forward to receive similar kinds of support in the future. Under the leadership of present Director General Sir Joseph Garciano de Silva and his team, Sri Lanka being chairperson of the group of 15, I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of Group 15, a summit level group of developing countries comprising 17 member countries. In fuller statement is available for collection at the conference. The group notes that with grave concern that over 850 million people today are chronically undernourished, mostly in developing countries. The group encourages united global action for food security and undernourishment of this generation and prosperity. The group welcomes the first version of the Global Strategy Framework for Food Security and Nutrition that lends support towards its implementation so as to avert future food crisis and hunger, ensure food security and nutrition for all human beings. The group fully supports the declaration of year 2014 as the International Year for Family Farming, and it draws special attention to small-scale producers, family farmers and cooperatives in the post-2015 development agenda for food security and nutrition. The group stressed the need for renewed, concerted, forward-looking in an inclusive effort to improve agricultural productivity and profitability in a sustainable manner. It recognizes the important role of agriculture, trade for achieving food security and nutrition, and highlights the negative effects of trade barriers and trade distorting subsidies of developed countries. The group stressed the need for taking urgent actions to assist developing countries in the field of education, capacity building, and adaptation to the effects of climate change on the agricultural sector, particularly for small and medium holders, including through added investments, promoting and harnessing of new technologies and innovation to enhance food supply, reduce food losses and waste in developing countries. In closing, the Group of 15 recognizes, and fully supports the ongoing global effort towards contributing to the eradication of hunger, food insecurity, and malnutrition. The group thanks the Director General and the Secretariat for the elaboration of PWB and wishes conference and all successes. Thank you very much, Edith.